This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. If you're a user of Google as a search engine, you may have noticed the hyperlink below the doodle this morning that was a link to a fundraiser for the fire victims across Northern California. Google will match up to $1 million in donations, and it's just one of the fundraisers, large and small, that have been established to help the thousands of people who lost their homes and possessions to wildfire. The Redwood Credit Union's North Bay Fire Relief Fund is still active, and it has raised more than $20 million, money that is actively being distributed to fire victims. You can still donate there if you wish. Locally, you can donate Christmas items to the Christmas Box, sponsored by Humble Towing, which is collecting new winter clothing for children and adults and unwrapped toys for children. Congressman Jared Huffman was interviewed by the religion writer for The Washington Post, Michelle Boorstein, and he confirmed to Boorstein that he holds no particular religious belief in God and that he considers himself a humanist and that humans should be guided by reason and not necessarily anything supernatural. Huffman is just one of two serving Congress members who have not claimed a specific religious belief and is one of only a handful in the history of the body to do so. The only member of the body to declare as an atheist was former Congressman Pete Stark, who did so in the 80s. Congressman Huffman and New Jersey Congressman Frank Lobiondo have introduced an amendment for the National Sea Grant College Program to reauthorize that program, first established in 1966, through 2023. The program guides the federal government's collaboration with colleges and universities that research issues related to oceanic and coastal resources. Here on the North Coast, the program is connected to Humboldt State University, where research into ocean acidification and its impacts on shellfish is currently being performed. Humboldt State University has established 2030 as the year the campus wants to be 100% powered by renewable energy, and the school has been recognized for its efforts in reaching that goal. HSU promotes energy conservation programs, recycling, and provides alternate transportation options like no-cost bus rides and bike share and bike rental programs in an effort to reduce its carbon footprint. Residents in the city of Eureka will now vote for the city council member who represents their specific ward after the city council approved new ward boundaries. Ward 1 will run along the Broadway corridor and along the waterfront. Ward 2 will stretch across South and West Eureka. Ward 3 covers Central and South Eureka. Ward 4 will represent the Northeast, and Ward 5 will cover Old Town and Downtown Eureka. The Eureka Police Department has developed a modernized online-based system that will make it easier for residents to pay or process parking tickets. Eureka has partnered with Phoenix Group Information Systems for a web-based system that allows residents to challenge their tickets or to pay the fine on a secure website. It will also prevent a vehicle owner from registering their vehicle with the DMV until any parking tickets are paid. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.